Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano Show. Welcome in. I love this idea from Dennis Prager. Oh, man, take away the Liberty Bell. They don't deserve it. And really, deep down, when you explain those slave owners in a biblical verse, why would the statue wreckers want it here in Philadelphia? Is it just a cash cow? Is that what it's really about? You know, why not get rid of all this history? It's tainted beyond belief. Let's go to Officer Kirk, one of the guardians of Gotham City. He's out there in Mount Airy. Hey, Kurt, haven't heard from you in a while. Hope all's well.
Oh, it is, Dom. Everything's well. Everything's well. It's just frustrating to listen to some of these politicians rip the police department, and they don't, and no one questions them about some of the very restrictions that they have put in place keep us from doing what needs to be done.
Well, Kurt, to your point, last night I'm watching this. With all due respect, I don't know the NBC 10 people, but you cannot do 42 issues in an hour. So to your point, when Butkovitz idiotically said through stop and frisk in there, they should have drilled down, they should have told people once and for all, this is the Ohio case, and that's what Philadelphia follows. It's constitutionally legal, and how that helps to stop illegal weapons. They should have asked Kenny about this point he's making about Pennsylvania being gun crazy. That's why we're saying, stop for once in your life. That's your job.
Once you go outside of Philadelphia County, you have a lot of the gun crimes, they tail off. They tail off dramatically,
yeah.
But no one wants to question them about that. And it,
Well, the stop and frisk gets me even more, Kurt, because I've interviewed both police commissioners in detail on this, and I know what you guys follow. It is legal. It is constitutional. And here's the thing. Kenny vaguely has been okay with the police doing this. The other two morons are the ones that are critical. How do you get to the left of Kenny, and how do you become more moronic than Kenny?
Well, it's going to be very interesting to see what develops. But like I said, it's just very frustrating. You go out there night after night after night, and you see folks getting released more and more and more ROR, release on recognizance,
right.
Minimal bails, even for a lot of the shooters that were arresting.
Yeah, Kurt, it's Krasner. You know, that's the big thing. I know the FOP's gearing up with him. That's going to be a heck of a fight. I feel for you. I feel for all police who are asked to put their lives on the line, and then it's let them go, Larry. Regina in the Northeast. Regina, where should we put the Liberty Bell?
How you doing, Dom? It's
good
to hear your program again.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Regina.
I'm in Northeast Philly. I was born in Philly. I lived here all my life. I'm still here. I used to walk past the Liberty Bell every morning and every night to get to my job. Okay, I'm retired now, but anyhow, I think a great place for the Liberty Bell, although it won't be convenient, would be out near Valley Forge National Park, or in Valley Forge National Park. It would remind the people what the Liberty Bell represents.
And the blood, sweat, and tears that it took to do that. People walking around shoeless in the dead of the winter. Great point. It would be much better than to have it in an ungrateful place, which is Philadelphia. Brad in Cherry Hill. Brad, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hi.
Hi, Dom. Rather than move the Liberty Bell somewhere else, I would wonder whether it would be possible to section off the historic section of the city into its own municipality, like the Vatican.
Oh, I love that idea. That's genius. Can you see Jim Kenny waking up? We got walls up there around the Liberty Bell. Sorry, Jim, it's the Vatican.
Yeah, the Park Service or National Guard could be there to protect it and to be out, you know, beyond the reach and fingers of of Philadelphia, and I was always worried that some of the criminal element in that town would steal it and sell it for scrap anyway someday.
Yeah, but, you know, this is a brilliant thing from Prager. This would be the next thing. Let's see if we egg them on to get so enraged they want the Liberty Bell moved. It's slave owners behind it and a biblical verse on it. Can't have that.
No, I knew that with all the statue stuff, they'd get to the Liberty Bell for the same reasons eventually.
Absolutely. Well, we have to go through Columbus first. You know, they have to check that off. They're going to be dancing in the streets when the Rizzo statue gets moved.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.